Additional displays create dedicated displays in high traffic areas to show cause near expired products permanently and encourage sales. So if it's a product which has they already purchased it, which cannot be returned to the supplier, then the bins additional displays needs to be done maybe near the entrance or high traffic areas to showcase their near expiry products and to liquidate them. Collaborate with suppliers or offer self-funded promotion to incentivize customers to purchase near expiry products. So there are signages or promotions kept which motivates customer to buy the product which is near expiring and there is a price off or a discount available, thereby making it tempting and lucrative for the customer to pick up those products. Discounted pricing, provide discounts or special deals like buy one get one offers to attract customers and drive sales. So if there's a lot of 50 or particular product which is nearing expiry, there can be a discounting pricing, buy one get one, to ensure that if a customer buy one product gets another product free, which is almost 50%. So if there are 50 pieces, if some customers do a buy, if the store does buy one get one, and if they sell 25 products, definitely another 25 is knocked off with on account of free product, on account of free product, thereby knocking off the expired product and liquidation of this product. Again, moving ahead with the strategies to liquidate near expiry stock. So cross-merchandising, pair near expiry products with complementary items to increase availability and encourage impulse purchases. So in case if it's a conflict, it's coming to nearby expiry, they will be kept near milk or some other products to pair with that complementary item so that it is impulse buying also helps in liquidation of near expiring stock. Additional strategies for liquidating near expiry stock, utilize signage, use eye-catching signage and self-talkers to highlight special offers and promotions to near expiry items. So the use of signage is used, eye-catching signages which are kept at the shelf talkers are used so that it catches the attention of the customer that okay, this particular product has an offer, it's nearing expiry, there's a price off available, and thereby that helps into liquidation of that particular stocks. Digital promotion, leverage digital marketing channels such as email, newsletters and social media to promote near expiry product to wider audience. So here the store marketing team comes into picture. They can use digital marketing channels such as email, newsletter or social media to promote near expiry product for getting a wider audience and the reach. In-store events, organize special events or tasting featuring near expiry products to generate interest and drive sales. So normally in the food section, if there is a product which is coming to an expiry, they can do a testing session featuring the product. There's a promoter who opens a packet and they do testing to the customers. Customer can eat, try the product, and then they can go ahead and pick up those products. So here the testing helps in knocking off the near expiring products. Offer samplings, provide samples of near expiry products to allow customers to try before they buy, increasing their likelihood to make a purchase. So sometimes there are products are given as a samples, free samples nearby to when the stock is nearby expiry, that results into again liquidation of near expiry products. Staff training, educate sales associate about the benefits of feature of near expiry products to effectively communicate and customers and drive sales. So additional staff training is done. The staff is briefed to sell this near expiry products. They are given targets to liquidate these stocks, thereby once they are given a product training, their confidence level increases and that will also push sales of this product which are nearing expiry. Continuous monitor sales trend and adjust pricing as promotion needed to optimize liquidation efforts and minimize margin loss. So the department manager, the assistant department manager and the TL, the staff are responsible to continuously monitor the date of manufacture, and they need to adjust in case if there is, they need to update the merchandiser and the buyer regarding the products which are nearing expiry. So in case they are aware of such products, they can propose the promotion to the merchandisers, and with the approval they can do a promotion. Thereby the efforts needs to be taken at the floor level itself to ensure there is a less margin loss. Introduction to the visual merchandising. So visual merchandising is the art of representing a store and merchandise in a visually appealing manner to attract potential customers. So as I said, there is an interior decorator for a house. Similarly, there's a visual merchandiser for a store. So the visual merchandiser makes the store attractive and it ensures that there are potential customers who sees the display, window display, and they might walk in the store. It involves creating interior environment that reflects the brand's promise and entices customer through decor, display and lighting and more. So the whole purpose of visual merchandising is to create an environment which is conducive for shopping and which prompts the customer to enter the store, visit that section, pick up the product, put in the basket, go to the checkout, buy the product, and thereby resulting into sales. For doing all this, there are a lot of decor, props, display and lights are used by the visual merchandiser. The ultimate goal of visual merchandising is to create an engaging shopping experience that drives sales and encourages customer loyalty. Effective visual merchandising can also reinforce brand identity, create a cohesive store atmosphere, and differentiate the store from competitors. So every brand has a story to tell, and the display are standard. There are certain standard displays across all the stores of the same organization. So this display definitely creates an impression, and it also differentiates from the competitor. So a standard display of one store of one brand particularly will compete with the, there is another same product available as of that of competitor. But to create a difference, the visual merchandising of that particular store reinforces the brand loyalty in the minds of the customer. By strategically arranging products and display, retailers can guide customers' flow and encourage exploration of different product categories, leading to increased sale opportunities. So visual merchandisers use a lot of strategy. They arrange such products which guides the flow to that particular section, and it encourages customer to pick up that products. So the ultimate aim and objective of visual merchandising is to help into sales, increase sales opportunity, and there are staff who needs to convert the customers. So it will drive the footfalls in that particular section. The customer there has some doubts, the staff clears this doubt, and thereby helping customer to pick up the products. So that will lead in increased sales opportunities. The science behind visual merchandising. So visual merchandising is not just about aesthetics, it is strategic blend of art and science, aim to influence customer behavior and drive sales. Understanding the psychology of perception, color psychology and principle of spatial perception are fundamental aspects of visual merchandising. So as if you would have seen, there is a psychology of perception, there is color psychology as well. So these visual merchandisers are trained enough, they are aware about the psychologies, and they use those color psychologies and principles to enhance the visibility of the product, which definitely helps in increasing the sales. So there are colors associated. So maybe a red color is associated with hungry, if of course with the food products as well. Similarly, blue color is the color of communication. So all these color palettes are used by the visual merchandisers to create a story. And the story behind the visual merchandising is definitely keeping in mind the various psychologies, the various principles of the visual merchandising, which helps in aiding the sale of that particular product. By leveraging the sensory stimulation and insights from neuromarketing, retailers can create immersive shopping experiences that resonate with the customer on the subconscious level. So the visual merchandisers know the psychology, and they use such products and the colors that helps into neuromarketing, which triggers the sensory. These visual merchandisers create such stories that helps the customer at such subconscious level to buy that product. It creates a brand loyalty, a brand recall in the minds of the customer. Similarly, the effective visual merchandising also analyzing customer demographics, shopping behaviors and market trends to tailor display and promotions accordingly. So visual merchandising needs to be tracked. If there is a display, then what was the sale of that particular product, how that has helped in increasing the sales, how the demography of customers have moved, what is the shopping behavior. So it can be tracked and it can be used accordingly. Similarly, continuous testing and refinement of visual merchandising strategies based on data insights can lead to interactive improvements and increase effectiveness over time. So with the advent of digitalization and new visual signage, LED signage, the customer can do a testing, the visual merchandiser can do the testing and ensure that the products are displayed, there isn't enough data available, data insights are available, data points are available to check the improvement or to check the display and enhance the increased effectiveness over the period of time. Psychology in visual merchandising. So human beings are highly visual creatures, and visual stimuli can evoke emotions, trigger memories, and influence decision making process. So there are certain products which human beings are very visually, are visual creatures, and this visual stimuli creates an or evokes an emotion. So definitely there are chances where there is a camera person available in the store, or there's an instant photo kiosk available, and there is a frame, photo frame available, which the store is selling. Human beings have a lot of emotions, and that can influence the buying decision. So in case if there's a family has gone for shopping and they want to make it a memorable experience, they might go to a quick sketching kiosk, they might take a sketch, and they might buy a frame as well. So here there are resulting into product selling of sale of two products. So similarly, there can be different products which can use as a stimuli, the display can be used as a stimuli which can evoke emotions and trigger memories, which results in or which influences the customer to buy that product. Color psychology plays a crucial role in creating retail environment. Different colors evoke different emotional responses and perception. So if you see during summers, more of pastel shades are used, more of light colors are used to bring in the summer, more of yellows are used. So that's the part of color psychology which is related over there. And definitely there are websites like WGSN.com, or there is a website called VMSD.com. So the students, they can visit on this website VMSD.com, which predicts the color of the season. So normally in winters it's dark color, it's black, it's blue. Similarly in summers it's maybe pastel shades of yellow, it's maybe family of orange. So these predictions are done by different websites. I will repeat the website, which is WGSN.com or VMSD.com. So this color psychology is also used over there as well. Spatial perception and layout optimization help to guide customers through the store, facilitating exploration, discovery while highlighting key products. So definitely there are different themes which happens. Normally when the college is open, so there is a theme back to college. Similarly, there is a theme of when the school reopens, they use back to school, and they do a display of school bags, water bottles, lunchbox, tiffin boxes as well. So that's part of the layout optimization. They will keep in mind specific promotion with regards to the school reopening. Similarly, when the college is reopening, the customers will buy denims. So they will do a back to college promotion. And therefore, these are all the ideas which helps in facilitating the exploring the store. There could be a display of denims, or there could be a wild wild west theme which will, so there are denims and there is machan which is created, driving the customers traffic towards the denim section. So this perceptions are created, the color therapy, color psychology is used for the consumers to reach to that particular section, buy that product, and thereby enhancing sales of that specific products. Incorporating elements of surprise and novelty in visual displays can capture customer attention and create memorable shopping experiences. So sometimes they use treasure hunt also. The customers are asked to participate in a game, and definitely it helps. There's a surprise element of surprise, and there's a novelty as well. So all this helps in creating a memorable shopping experience, thereby resulting in sales. Understanding the cultural differences and preferences, visual communication is essential for global retailers for effectively engage diverse customer bases. So the customer comes from a diverse background, and the display needs to be interactive. It has to be visually appealing. It has to tell a story, and the story needs to be put across the customers. So when all these things are put together, the props, the display, the product, the signage, everything comes together, that helps a customer, that influences a customer to pick up the product, engage those customer into, creates an engagement. There's a level of engagement between the sales staff and the customer, thereby resulting into sales, and thereby catering to different customer bases as well. sensory stimulation and neuromarketing. So in addition to visual cues, retailers can leverage other sensory modalities such as sound, smell, touch to create immersive shopping experience. So these are the products which are used. There are certain products which creates which are used for sound, you know. So there could be a game, or there could be some other products where the sound is used, a smell is used to enhance influencing the customer to buy that particular product. Similarly, background music, ambient sound, pleasant fragrances, tactile elements can engage customers on a deeper level and enhance brand perception. So certain stores play relaxing music which relaxes them. They use fragrance, maybe a lemongrass or some other fragrance, which is very relaxing. It changes the mood of the customer. So sometimes background music or smell that helps in relaxing the customer if they are stressed out, and that definitely engages them and they change the perception. They are relaxed and they tend to go ahead and buy the product. Neuromarketing technique offers valuable insights in consumer cognitive processes and preferences, allowing retailers to tailor visual merchandise strategy more effectively. So there are these neuromarketing techniques are used by visual merchandisers to tailor-made products or made to sell a products which are bespoke or maybe very special or a high-priced product. And these strategies can be used more effectively to definitely use to increase the sales. Sometimes the visual merchandisers, what they do, they keep a game or they keep an product available which is having an interactive display. You know, sometimes there are tabs kept over there where the engagement is involved, the customers are involved, the instant stimuli is captured, and the displays are interactive where they are engaged, the feedback is noted real time, and that encourages the customers for impulse purchase. So sometimes there are products which has a quiz, or they when they answer some questions they get an immediate discount on that. So here the sensory stimulation and neuromarketing comes into picture. Similarly, monitoring and analyzing such customer reactions to the sensory stimuli can also provide valuable feedback for refining visual merchandising strategies and optimizing the in-store experience. So as I said, there are other various methods used by visual merchandisers. There could be a tab, there could be a game which also engages the customer, which does the simulation part and which results into purchase decision. So depending on all these tactics, they can change the visual merchandising strategies and thereby increasing the customer experience of in-store visit experience. Components of visual merchandising. So visual merchandising comprises three essential components: creating and engaging visually appealing retail environment, definitely makes a personalize the focal point, highlight products prominently, capture attention quickly, utilize lighting and signage effectively. The three important points of visual merchandising is to create a focal point, ensure there is a display of the products, there are signages, if there is a promotion, ensure the price point as well. Use of lights and signage helps into aiding the sales of that particular product. Right choice of colors is vital. Select colors that evoke emotions, maintain brand consistency, consider psychological effects. So as I said that there are colors are predicted by the fashion pundits for that particular season. So the right color needs to be used. They need to maintain the brand consistency. They need to use the customer psychological stimuli and color psychology as well to enhance the sale of that particular products. Display themes to appropriately support the product. So group related products cohesively create engaging narratives, update themes regularly for the relevance. So grouping of product plays very important. So if it's a display of a men apparel product, then definitely they need to ensure that the shirt, the trouser, belt, there is socks and all out of the accessories needed are grouped together. That's one of the examples over there. Similarly for the ladies apparel, it could be the accessories as well, which will go along with that. So that needs to be paired accordingly. So group related products cohesively, that's one of the example. create a narrative, make a story out of it where it is very engaging, where the customer relate to that himself to that particular display, and definitely that helps into helps into the sale of that particular product. Make merchandise the focal point. Showcase the product effectively within display area. Convey visual message swiftly to capture viewers' attention. Complement display arrangements to highlight products. So if you see that display images, so they have done, what they have done is they have display products effectively. It is eye-catching. It's visually appealing to the eye. It's at the eye level. Similarly, if you see the fruits and vegetable, it is tracked properly. You know, so it encourages the customer to go touch, feel the product, pick up, and then buy that product immediately. So that complements the sale as well. Right choice of colors is vital. Select colors align with display theme and target audience. So the color family needs to be used. So the orange and yellow should be stacked together. There is a color palette available with regards to the visual merchandise, and they are aware how to use that colors. So those display theme needs to keep in mind the target audience and then display the product accordingly. Consider psychological effects on the consumer behavior. Maintain consistency in color scheme for brand identity. So definitely there is a brand identity, and the color consistency needs to be maintained. There is a standard SOP for usage of the colors as well. So a particular brand has a particular blue color, then the same blue color will be used in all these stores. So they need to maintain the consistency with regards to the color scheme as well, so that the customer gets the same experience if he walks into a Mumbai store and he walks into a store in Delhi, the same brand store in Delhi. Definitely with regards to the display, it has to be same and it has to be consistent across all at the chain level as well. Display themes to appropriately support the product. So there has product grouping is done, all related products are grouped together. Create engaging narrative to drive purchasing decision. So if you see over there, there is a display over there which is visually appealing and which forces customer to have a look, then go to that particular section, see the pairing of the apparels, and see the accessories also on display, ensuring that they buy all the products. Update themes to reflect changing consumer preferences. Incorporate storytelling element for customer engagement. So nowadays the visual merchandisers do a lot of customer engagement as well, and they use storytelling themes for a display, so that the point is put across easily without much efforts, and thereby resulting into footfall in that particular section and increase in sales for that particular products. Introduction to display and interactive display. Digital displays such as screens and tablets are integrated in store layouts to showcase products, promotion, and visual content. On an advent of digitalization, even the store visuals are getting digitalized. They are using tablets, they are using screens to make it more interactive and visually appealing. Again, the whole idea is to increase the sales. These displays offer versatility. Allowing retailers to easily update and customize content to reflect changes in inventory, promotion, and seasonal themes. So nowadays, a lot of LED screens are being used at the entrance of the store, which the visuals keep on changing. So earlier, there used to be one display which was very monotonous. At least it would have been kept for a week. But nowadays, with the advent of technology, there is LED screens are available which can be easily be updated and it can be customized. So these screens can be used to showcase inventories, new promotion, if there is a new stock, or if there are seasonal themes, that can be also put on those screens as well. So that's where the digital and interactive screens come into picture. Interactive displays equipped with touch screens or motion sensors enable customer to actively engage with content, browse product catalogs, access additional information, and make purchase directly from the screen. So there are certain screens which interact with the customer. They offers lot of option, color options. They do lot of interaction, and definitely there is a sale purchase option also available over there. If the customer sees there is an offer or there is a promotion going on and all the queries are answered, there is a purchase option available where the customer go ahead and buy that product. Interactive display enhance customer experience by providing convenience and interactivity, ultimately driving engagement and loyalty. So such screens help into interaction, interactivity as well, and definitely it brings in the loyalty. There's a uniqueness in that display. Definitely the customer would like to come back again. So if you see over there the image, there's an interactive display outside a store where it's engaging the customer. They are checking the product, and definitely that will help the customers to move inside, touch the feel, touch the product, feel the product, get additional information, and then take an informed decision to buy that specific product. Applications of interactive display. So there are different applications. It could be a touchscreen kiosk which allows customer to browse catalogs, view detailed information, place orders for items not available in store, enhancing convenience and accessibility. So certain touchscreen kiosk helps customer to browse different categories, different products available in the catalog. In case that specific product is not available, they can book it, and as and when the product is available, the store team can call the customer and do the sale. Similarly, it has convenience. It always increases the convenience factor for the customer. Even if the item is not available, it can get delivered at their house. So that is also a possibility. In-store digital signage provides real-time information about product availability, promotion, events, creating personalized shopping experiences tailored to customer preferences. So these signages display, this interactive display can be customized depending upon the AI data available. It can be updated on real-time basis, availability of the particular promotions, availability of particular product that can be helped, and it can create a customized offering for that, customized or personalized options for the customer. It can be tailor-made to suit the customer preferences. Interactive display bridges the gap between online and offline shopping by showcasing customer reviews, social media posts, user-generated content related to specific products, building trust and confidence in purchasing decisions. So in certain retailers have now started using social media as well, where the customer who's shopping can click a picture of the product, upload on the social media, and depending upon the likes or depending upon the interaction, they might get a discount. So in case if the number of likes are more, they can get a certain percentage of discount. There's a range given. So this is the novel ways of doing a display. The consumer can click a picture and upload, which will be there in the display, thereby making it interactive. So all these tactics are used by the store marketing and the visual merchandisers to make it more interactive, and it's creating an experience for the customer. So similarly, user-generated content or maybe the feedback or the reviews of the particular product is also displayed over there to showcase that the product is really nice and so many people have bought it and they have liked it and they have put positive reviews of that particular product, thereby increasing the confidence and making a purchasing decision much faster. This applications drive engagement, enhance shopping experience, foster customer loyalty by providing relevant and interactive content that meets the need and preferences of the shoppers. So once the customer are used to interactive sessions, they are putting their photos on the social media, they're getting more likes. The more the interaction, more the interactivity, that definitely helps in customer buying preferences and increasing the sales of that particular store. Benefit and insights from digital display. Digital display collect valuable data on customer behavior preferences, including dwell time, touch interactions, conversion rates, enabling retailers to optimize marketing strategy and improve overall shopping experiences. So interactive display definitely captures a lot of data which is then provided to the merchandisers and the buyers, and depending upon their usage time, what time they were using interactive option, what were the rates, how many customers used those display and they bought, what was the conversion ratio. All this data helps in analyzing the data and making future strategies for increasing the and improving the overall sales experience. By leveraging the dynamic content and personalized messaging, retailers can create engaging and relevant display that capture attention of shoppers and drive sales. So now we'll be seeing the benefits and insights from the digital displays. The flexibility of digital display allows retailer to adapt quickly to the changes in inventory, promotions, consumer preferences, ensuring that display remains fresh, relevant, and impactful. So there are certain retailers who refresh their products every 21 days. There are retailers who refresh their products every 14 days. So they need to use this digital display effectively, thereby ensuring that the promotions are there's a feed on the digital display which has helped in selling the product. The products are already stocked out, and in case if that has definitely helped in the sales, then they need to come up with the more products of the same line, or they need to change the strategy. So they need to be quickly, they need to move quickly to ensure that they beat the competition and the store remains fresh, the communication is relevant and it's impactful. So here the store display team, the visual merchandising team and the marketing team, along with the store manager, they come together, they chalk out a strategy, plus there is a strategy which is chalked out from head office, which is also rolled out at the store level. So they need to follow this displays, they need to check, they need to have a data in place to ensure that the consumer preferences are captured, and that definitely helps the customer in buying, and that has resulted into sales. Interactive display empower customers with information convenience, enabling them to make informed purchasing decision and engage with brand in meaningful ways, ultimately enhancing satisfaction and loyalty. So if there are certain reviews available of that particular product on different various platforms, the store team can use these many displays, and they can use an interactive display which helps in customer to take an informed decision. They can take a decision, they can quickly make a mind that yes, definitely I need this product, because so many people have used it and they have given positive reviews. So when there is a doubt and the customer sees the reviews, the doubts are cleared, and then that helps the customer to take an informed decision and helps in enjoying that particular product, which indirectly brings into the satisfaction, which brings satisfaction for the customer and loyalty for the store. Do's and don'ts in visual merchandising. So there are certain do's. Aim for harmonious balance in window display, maintaining equilibrium between the left and right sides as well as throughout the store layout. So certain do's and don'ts needs to be followed. There has to be a harmonious balance. It has to be have a symmetry. The window should not, the display should be proper. It should not be in the extreme left or extreme right. Use of space needs to be done appropriately. Keep display simple and avoid clutter by striking the right balance between showcasing merchandise and leaving space for visual appeal. So definitely the space needs to be utilized properly. They should avoid any clutter. They should not have much products which clutters the display, or it should not be so empty that there is half window is used and half window is not used. So the space needs to be utilized very well by the visual merchandisers while making a story or while doing a display. Select props thoughtfully, avoid crowding by limiting the number of props used in single display. The use of prop needs to be keep in mind that there is no overcrowding. It aesthetically looks nice, it's visually appealing for the eye. Consider the intensity, value and contrast when developing color schemes to create visually appealing displays. So as I said, there are color palettes available and the visual merchandisers are very much trained. They have knowledge, in-depth knowledge with regards to the colors as well. So they need to use the color scheme effectively, ensuring that the point they want to put across is done nicely in the display area. Ensure the chosen color scheme complements the merchandise on display, enhancing the visual impact. So the background color with the theme, with the products, needs to ensure that it complements those colors, and it has a visual impact on the minds of the customer. They should not use such colors which is opposite or which is not complementing each other, thereby creating a bad taste in the minds of the customer. Use of lighting strategically create conducive buying atmosphere, leveraging different light, intensify and shadows to set the mood. So lights also play a very important role in the displays, and they need to be used effectively so that it complements in the story, it goes along with the story, and the what point they need to put across is there. The light is helping them in showcasing that display. Position merchandise prominently, either facing out or side out, avoiding angles that detract from the overall presentation. So the mannequins needs to be, the merchandise and the mannequin needs to be placed in such a way that it's prominently displayed. It should not have a side out, or it should not have angles. It should not look bad. It should not look tacky, so that the customer doesn't like it and they move away from that display. The maintain cleanliness and housekeeping standard to keep product props and mannequin dust free, preserving the overall aesthetic appeal of the display. So mannequin needs to be clean, dusted every day. The prop needs to do, the dusting needs to be done the props as well to ensure that it preserves the aesthetic appeal of that particular display of that products. Don't avoid overcrowding display too much merchandise. It can overwhelm customers and dilute the impact of individuals. Quite self-explanatory, no crowding, no clutter. It has to be enough. The space needs to be utilized properly. Steer clear of excessive use of props in single display. It can detract customer focus, merchandise and clear visual clutter. Refrain from mismatching color schemes with merchandise that create disjointed and unappealing visual presentation. So use of color palette is very important. Colors which are not complementary or which are mismatching needs to be avoided. That doesn't have to be used. It should not look like unappealing. Don't neglect lighting considerations. Poor lighting can detract overall ambiance and affect perceived value of the merchandise. So certain times the visual merchandisers don't put adequate lights, and the poor lighting results into bad display, there is a perception that okay, the merchandise is not a good value since it's not displayed properly. Thus, it will affect the sales of that particular product. Avoid merchandise at awkward angles or orientation that make it difficult for customers to view and engage product. So the product needs to be kept at such angle that it's visible, its appeal, its view, the customer can view it at an eye level. They can see all the products, all the different stories, what all props are used. It should not be kept in such awkward or position or a top where it's not visible for the customer to have a look. So proper eye level display needs to be there, with the color needs to be, color story needs to be used, display needs to be appropriate. Don't overlook the importance of cleanliness and upkeep. A dusty or disorganized display can create negative impression and detract from the shopping experience. So this is the, this are the do's and don'ts which the visual merchandisers needs to follow to ensure that the display is neat and clean, and the props are dusted properly, and it creates interest for the shoppers to come have a look at the display, understand the story and do a buying decision. So this was how the floor merchandise, the visual merchandisers helped into creating a story, making a display, using of color themes, color psychology. There are other psychological factors which come into for the customer to do a informed choice buying. The display definitely helps customer to make up a mind and buy those products. Thank you.